Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and my trusty friend over here, Richard.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I expect that today is going to be a remarkable day because we're going to be talking about, what are we talking about today, Richard? I forgot.
I think we're talking about the solstice. I'm not sure. Perhaps the energies are getting to you already.
No, I just thought I'd play with my audience a little bit. Considering they're calling in with questions, I figured I'd act like I didn't know what they were calling about. Well, actually, our friends on the other side, the masters that we work with, Yeshua and Mother Mary, both have messages about the June solstice. And we had a conference call, one of our Lord Metatron conference calls, and indeed he also wanted to bring this information forth to the people who were on line because of its importance. And Richard, just for those people who are not familiar when the solstice is, give them the date, please.
It's 21st, which is Monday.
Uh-huh. And what happens 3 days before an important energy day?
Yes, the energies, there are energies that begin to arrive 3 days before and continue for 3 days after. And depending on the nature of the event, they might be just diluted energies, or in the case of an important event, they may be preparatory energies. So you could say the event, in a sense, begins 3 days before the actual date. So there are energies arriving, have been for the last day, I guess you could say, related to this solstice.
Have not signed up for our newsletters and emails, you would have gotten, you're not aware of the written form of the messages from Mother Mary and from Yeshua. Richard, tell people how they get these beautiful messages from the Masters, from Father God. Where do they have to go to sign up?
Yes, if you go to our 2012 website, the2012countdown.com, you can sign up at the bottom of any page on that website and just enter your name and email address and you'll get a confirming email to acknowledge and you'll be on the list to receive those emails.
And it is important if you want to see it in writing to sign up. We talked about this earlier before we came on board tonight, Richard. If there was one sentence that you would use to describe what is coming in these energies in light of the fall of Atlantis, what would that be?
Powerful.
This sounds like a quiz, but no, I really want people to understand that. Yes, they're powerful. We've all heard about the fall in Atlantis. And there was a great drop through the dimensions. We understand it being in the third dimension because that's what we talk about. But in the time of Atlantis, it was vibrationally much higher than it is today. And when we dropped into the third dimension, what happened was the particles of everything around us, including our bodies, compacted together, became very dense. You know, we hear this word denseness, but if you stop and think about it, all of nature, all of our particles that are in our body had spaces in between those particles before the fall. And after the fall, we drop down so far that these particles became very compacted, and it had a great effect on humanity. Some of the things that happened with humanity is that we forgot past lifetimes. We forgot many of our abilities. And there was a connection between the mind and the brain that was disrupted. Also, they do not talk about this in the messages, but what also happened was that the brain was divided. So we have a right side and a left side. So much happened at that fall in Atlantis. And what is happening today, well, not today, but I mean, you know, presently with this solstice energy that is coming in, is that it's only, now Yeshua is saying this, the energies that will come forth with this coming solstice are second only to this previous event, meaning this event in December of 2012, but it is also the greatest impact presently from Atlantis to now. So, Richard, you said that it was powerful, and yes, it is. Is there anything else that you might want to add to these particular energies that, struck you from the messages that Mother Mary and Yeshua had given?
Well, I think there are a couple of things to comment on. Firstly, not many are aware of the fact that the fall in Atlantis occurred the last time we were in alignment with Galactic Center, which was between 12.5, nearly 13,000 years ago. And it is that same alignment with Galactic Center, or the equivalent of it, that will be happening at the time of the solstice in December 2012. So it's, in a sense, what happened in Atlantis gives you some sense of the power that will be coming forth with that solstice in 2012. And so we are entering a time, I guess you could say, when it seems like the serious preparation is going to begin. And, you know, we've had lots of comments from the Masters about the preparation accelerating, but we've never had, I guess, messages and a string of messages from several beings saying how powerful these energies of this solstice are. And Carolyn was talking about the fact that the particle density, the density of matter increased so much, of our physical bodies increased so much with the fall, and indeed an aspect of what is reportedly happening with these energies is that the spacing of the particles on the planet will increase slightly. And so that allows the possibility of memory beginning to return, past life memory, and also it opens up the possibility of us beginning to reclaim some of the skills and abilities that we have forgotten as souls living in this very dense consciousness. So it's you could say, a pretty important marker, I suppose.
Another thing that I was intrigued with, and this comes from Yeshua, is they wanted to make certain that the energy was strong enough to, you might say, prevent the dark from interfering with humanity again. And there has been so many steps in the past where the dark was to be controlled, but they were creative and resilient, Yeshua says, more so than what the light had ever imagined. And so they tried to curb the power of the dark, but it was less effective than they had anticipated. And so, again, these energies are ramped up to ensure that this might be, you might say, a moment where this is a backup, a secondary approach to make certain that the dark is curtailed. Um, Now, Father God has given some interesting information also. His information is what we've done. This was in message 33. I just get amazed sometimes when I think of all the messages that we've sent out. And we've sent out, was this the last message, Richard? Or do we
yes,
have...
Carolyn's the last one that we have sent.
So we have put out 33 messages from Father God already, and they are on YouTube. Richard, if somebody wanted to see the messages on YouTube, because they are beautifully done, how would they get to see them?
Yes, I think if they do a search under my name, they will find them, Richard Presser, P-R-E-S-S-E-R. I can't remember the exact address now, but if you do a search under that name, you'll find them.
And also, when you sign up to receive these messages in your email box, the YouTube link is right on there, and the graphics and everything that has been done with the messages are just beautiful. So I do recommend that you, if you're interested in some of the things that we have done with the Father God messages. Richard, I forget, are the crop circle pieces on YouTube yet?
No, we're actually not putting the crop circles up on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
We plan to do that.
I wasn't sure.
That's okay.
See, I got to check with my partner. He's the techie of the group. he's chuckling because that just is not my forte. Now, as we're talking, if people wish to call in right now, please feel free. Our call-in number here is 88. Gee, I can't read the little number here. Oh, my goodness. Folks, just look on the front space, Station 1. It looks like 888-815-9756 is the call-in number. We have three lines there with three different numbers, so, you know, you can catch up with us. Especially if you have received some of these pieces in the email, you might have some comments to make, or you might have some questions. From last August of last year, there was a special alignment in the sky, and from that moment until now, energies have been ramped up through different gateways. But this is the first time that we have received messages of this sort, talking about the importance of it, how particles on the earth are going to be changing, particles in the human body is going to be changing. Those, what we spoke about was the spaces between these particles becoming greater.
The other thing, too, Carolyn's mentioned, is the emergence of earth changes. A lot more volcanic and earthquake-type activity is likely to emerge. And part of the message, I guess you could say, was that it's time for some serious wake-up calls for humanity to realize what's happening. You know, most people, for all sorts of reasons, are very much, you could say, stuck in the day-to-day minutiae of life and, you know, very focused on trying to make life work in this dimension. And you could say that some have worked very hard to have humanity stuck in those patterns, but it's really time for humanity to begin to become aware of what's on our doorstep, literally on our doorstep 2.5 years away. And so, in a sense, and Lord Metatron spoke about this in his message that Carolyn mentioned, you could say a separation of the timelines, those that are moving forward to ascension, acknowledging their creator and moving down that path, will find life working for them. And you should have no concern about earth changes and such coming forth, because they simply won't be exposed to it. This might sound a little strange, but that's the nature of things.
Whereas those who want to focus on, particularly those who want to control humanity and operate from greed and selfishness, are going to find life very difficult. So it's going to be a time of serious wake-up. And we really are entering what is a fairly small window of preparation. There's 2.5 years between now and that December 2012 solstice when we all need to have undertaken the necessary preparation.
Getting back to how the particles have been so compacted since the fall in Atlantis, Mother Mary spoke about this a little bit more, and she said that energy needs, we need to have some more room between the particles so that energy can move in and out. And we need this energy being able to move in and out between the particles because that is our connection to memory. And so there is an interplay between the mind. She says the mind can cross through many dimensions. It can travel instantaneously. The mind can be in the past, the present, and the future. It can work in the now. And we hear about this because we're becoming more involved with the information of quantum physics. But I found this particularly interesting. As the mind works, it brings back information to the human brain. And that's why there is a connection between the mind and the brain. And this is one of the reasons why opening up or putting more spaces or allowing more spaces between these particles, this information that we bring back through the mind will then be able to settle into the brain easier. So I found that quite fascinating because she says when the particles in the brain are compacted, we can't remember our past, our journey. It prevents all that is available to come forth in the consciousness of who you are in the conscious mind. And I found that particularly fascinating. Now, in Lord Metatron's message, Richard, what did you find of interest? You did talk about Earth changes being increased, and actually we're seeing some of that right now. But what else was in his message that you thought would be of interest to bring forth to the people?
Well, I guess part of it for me was the fact that he was, you could say, yet another one that came forth to reinforce the importance of this date. And he talks about something also that Father God spoke about, and that is for those who are aware of what's happening and are walking their spiritual paths, that the thing to do is to be an example to others. You know, I guess most of us at one point or another have fallen into the trap of trying to share what we understand about spirituality and so on with those around us who really don't have much interest, and it's not a very productive process. And really, it's important to acknowledge that and simply be the best examples we can be of what we know and what we understand, be the best examples of who and what we are that we can be. And I think that's an important aspect that he also brought forth.
I think another aspect of that is, and we hear time and time again, don't be caught up in our own fear. I think that's a really important message.
Very much so.
There's a lot of changes that's going on in the world all around us. And not to be in fear, just acknowledge the Creator. Work with doing the best that you can. Work on the karmic clearing, rejuvenation, and know that you'll be protected. Richard, while we're talking about that, would you talk a little bit about the karmic clearing?
Sure. Before I go there, Carolyn, I just one thing that I was just looking at Lord Metatron's message here, and one thing he talked about, which most of us are unaware of, is that we actually reviewed this lifetime before we came forth into it. In fact, that's always the case. And so everyone that's on the planet actually is aware of these key events. Everyone's aware of coming forth in this lifetime with an understanding of the what's unfolding in 2012 and ascension in 2013. There is an awareness of all these things, and it's not in our conscious minds because, again, we've come forth into this veiled consciousness. But, you know, I guess you could say within the recesses of our memories, that knowledge is present. So just picking up what Carolyn was asking me to look at, which is the karmic clearing process, the two commands, I guess, that we've been given, one of which is active, which is the karmic clearing command, and also the rejuvenation command, they're really about bringing forth a level of perfection in this level of consciousness. And it's actually a cosmic law that a soul should achieve a level of perfection in a given level of consciousness before it moves on to the next. And really, because of the challenges that we've had, I guess, since the fall, living in this veiled consciousness and forgetting all our skills and abilities, not understanding what clearing past life negative karmic energies means, let alone knowing how to go about it, and also married with the intermingling with the dark that we've experienced, the notion of a soul being able to achieve a level of perfection in this consciousness, you know, is just by and large nonsensical. It just isn't going to happen. And so that was recognized, this very unusual situation that we have here was acknowledged. And so these commands have come forth. And so the karmic clearing command essentially is a trigger for beings to come forth from the other side to work with individuals who are experiencing the command and clear the negative karmic energies from their emotional body in particular. Now, this might sound a little strange, but the truth of the matter is that those energy bodies, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body, the energy bodies that surround the physical body, those energy bodies are actually outside of time and space. And so they're quite accessible to beings from the other side, from beyond the veil that surrounds Earth. And so they come forth and actually undertake that clearing work for us. It's quite extraordinary. And some of the experiences that we have seen come forth from people have just been very humbling, I have to say, as we've done this work. Truly very special. And I would mention that, you know, some people have asked, how come you guys have got these commands and all the rest? The thing is, these things will come forth and be in the hands of many, many healers. And we actually have quite a number of them that have come forth. Those that have come forth in our calls have actually been healers in past lives and have it as part of their mission to bring forth these commands. And so, you know, this will not just be something that we will do. In fact, most of this work will be done by others, not by us.
I think that's an interesting point to be to bring up, Richard, because so many people who have asked for a Lord Metatron soul healing, we find out that when Father God gives them their message, they've come forth to actually use these commands. And I'm glad that you brought that up, simply because there will be many all over the world that will be using those commands.
Indeed. And also it's work that will not just be done one-on-one, as we are currently doing with the karmic clearing command in our work. Father God continuously says in those calls that it will be work that will be done in groups. In fact, he talks about seeing thousands of people come together to experience the commands as we get closer towards the end of 2012. So it's not just going to be one-on-one work as we are currently doing.
We have a caller, and your name, caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Your name, please.
I am Janice from New York.
Janice. Hi, Janice. And
hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have somewhat related and not related a question. I've traveled frequently to Argentina, and in one of the groups, that was in 2009, in January, we received a very special message, and it was a kind of a code that was interpreted as five-star or pentagonal code, and it had to do very much with what is going to happen in the future. We didn't quite get what it was, but at least somehow the entity, and supposedly it was really a cosmic entity, probably nada was part of it, we are not sure, but they handed me over the code to carry it until it can be more and more spread throughout the earth. Now, it was in Argentina, and there were about 12 people, and the entity to whom we spoke said, if five of us can perceive him or her, we could proceed with the process of establishing something new on earth. Now, we have been working with it, and in frequent meditations, I am trying to invoke the five pentagonal code, that is five for the potential of five for the potential five. And the entity said that currently we are not able quite to comprehend the nature of the code or whatever energy is there. So I am open now to hear if there could have been, or could you have any comments about that?
Hello?
Yes?
You know, it's hard for me to know what happened with you and a group in another place, primarily because it's not connected to the work that we are doing. But I would say there's a couple things that you could do here. You use the word entity, and one of the things that bothers me when people are communicating with someone that they have a communication and there is no identification, they don't understand where it came from. That's one thing. I would like to point out that whenever you are working with someone on the other side, you should know who you're speaking to. And the reason that I say that, this might be very legitimate. It might be something of great importance, but it also might be something where a lower entity is playing a trick on someone. It's hard to tell when you haven't established a pattern of understanding who you are speaking to. So I do ask you that question, Janice. Are you aware of at all of who you're conversing with?
Sorry, say it again.
Do you have any idea who you were talking to? This you call them an entity. Who is it that you're talking to?
No, we don't know, but we have had several meetings. The group is continuing. We are meeting in Brazil, and sort of I happen to be a kind of facilitator of the group. And what we do know is Lady Nada is frequently helping in our meetings. And in Brazil, we have also established, well, what we call an oratorium, a center. And we have several other, entities or energies that are coming and talking to us.
Well, as I said, Janice, I think the first thing that you need to do is know who you're conversing with. You have to establish that. You also, what might be helpful is to work with your higher self to see who, if this is a source that you should be working with. If you have a group of people, are there, are there any individuals in the group who works with their higher self to explain who you're working with and whether it is an energy that would be very beneficial? Because I'm telling you, I'm not saying that this is something from the dark. I'm just saying that the dark can play tricks on people, making someone think that they're speaking to a very high energy source and they're not. So do you understand what I'm saying, Janice?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are continuing, and now in August I'm going again to Brazil, where we have kind of an interesting group, and we have been working for several years. Actually, the three or four groups have come together, and we have had the feeling it is the time to really unite as many energies, consciousnesses as we possibly can to advance the things that we can advance. So in August we'll be there, and certainly we will come together, and I will follow your advice and see between clairvoyant that we have there and between our higher self we can figure out.
There's another aspect here too, Janice. In other words, what are these codes? What are they supposed, what's the benefit of the codes? What effect do they have on humanity and on the earth? You know, that's an important question also.
Okay. All right.
In other words, what is the purpose of this?
Yeah.
And see, these things that I'm saying to you, Janice, are things that people need to consider when they start to channel, and especially if they're working with new energies that come into the group. You need to know who you're working with.
If I can add something to this conversation, Janice, my experience with working with higher beings is that it is not their practice usually to give you information that you can't currently use. What they tend to do is actually hold back on information until the moment when you can actually apply it. For example, Carolyn and I have had no knowledge of these energies of this solstice until we specifically took the messages about them a couple of weeks ago. You know, the higher beings that we work with have spoken nothing about it, and this is very common in our work. You know, sometimes you feel like we're being kept in the dark, but that, in general, is the way, certainly in our work, that this happens. And, you know, so it does make me a little suspicious when beings are coming forth and apparently giving you codes which you can't currently understand. In a way, it disables you. It prevents you from going forward in any useful way. And so, you know, I would be, as Carolyn's suggesting, I'd be demanding that these beings present you with some evidence of who and what they are and ways to validate who and what they are. We tend to, because beings come forth and begin to communicate with us, we put them on some kind of pedestal. And that's nonsense. You know, they have no greater power or ability or what, you know. We because we're in this veiled consciousness, we put them on a pedestal. And it's a bit of a trap. We need to demand from them that they treat us in a manner that we deserve. They need to explain who and what they are, or don't waste your time with them.
And there's another aspect of that, Richard. Thank you for bringing that forth. I have found with at least the work that Richard and I are doing that the advanced masters that we are working with wish to do things that empower us. Mm-hmm. And when you're working with someone, it must be something that helps you grow. It must be something that brings you more personal knowledge, being able to work with whatever it is that they're bringing you, to be able to, it's like putting a tool in your hand and say, here's the tool, here's what you can do with it, and here is how you can help yourself. At least that's been my experience. But to just say, here's some codes, without giving a context around it, it doesn't seem like individuals who are interested in empowering the individual. So keep that in mind. Maybe you are not asking the right questions. But even with that, I have found that people on the other side are happy to disclose who they are. So I don't know if I've been much help, Janice. Was that helpful to you?
Yeah, no, that makes sense, and certainly that is a good line to check it out. One small additional information, you know, I do have a very strong connection to Mother Earth, and I am very frequently wakened up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I know that there is a tremendous cosmic energy coming in, and it is for the Mother Earth, and so I am receiving almost every night that. And I know that energy kind of comes, well, from the, what should we say, the divine cosmic light that is in some of your invocations that you have given through Lord Metatron and others. They all come in, and then it's about for half an hour, and I feel the energies are coming, going all the way to the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very strong ones that usually are coming. And in some ways, I do feel it might be related to whatever we are trying to do. It is just what I feel and what I am experiencing.
Well, I think your feelings are very important. We have come to this dimension to understand emotion, to work with our feelings, to learn through our feelings. So, yes, feelings are very important. I also think it would be a good idea to work, again, with your higher self. Ask these questions. I wish I could explain a little bit more about how one works from the right side of the brain to get these answers, to work with the body, to work with the higher self. But it's not something that we can explain here. But to just let you know, there are so many ways for us to connect with energy, to find out what it's all about, and to get an answer about what it is. And I think this is really important today, for us to work with tools so that we know the truth of things from within. You know, Yeshua said to go within. This is where we get our information, and it comes through intuition. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thank you very much.
You're welcome, Janice. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
And so, folks, we're getting the other side of the hour. We're over a half hour into the show. And if you have some questions, give us a call, 888-815-9756. And perhaps you have received some of these messages and maybe even have some questions about it. Also, during these energies that are coming in, we're going to be feeling it physically. And I know through each month we have had, when new energies come in, we do have effects in the body, that, and it's good to know that it's the energies coming in. Drink more water, rest. They're very important.
Okay.
Janice? I think if you could hang up now, and if someone else wants to come on, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your kind advice.
You're welcome,
Janice.
Bye for now.
Again, give us a call, 888-815-9756. five, six. So, Richard, as we're starting to come not exactly to the end of the hour, but certainly moving on to the hour, is there anything else that you think would be of importance, perhaps from Lord Metatron? Is there something there that you might feel you want to pass along? Because that didn't go out in a general mailing.
No.
We've got a caller, and your name, caller.
Hi, Caroline. Suzanne.
Hi, Richard. Suzanne.
Hello. How are you?
We're wonderful, Suzanne. What can we do for you, dear?
I had caught the end the other day when you were speaking about the elementals and
their beautiful
help.
Beings. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you could expound on that a bit, especially as it relates to the Gulf oil spill. You know how we can put our own spin on things, and I was reading an article earlier about if you're just sending love and light and the highest good, then of course that's probably a good way to go because you don't want to enforce your own desires on what's happening. But when you guys were talking about the elementals the other day, I thought they would probably be even better because since they were part of creating everything anyway. So
are very interesting, Suzanne, and I think it's a marvelous topic, and I don't think enough human beings work with the elementals. Matter of fact, one of the things that they said to us is if we could inform people of how the elementals work, because you see, it was intended that humanity work with the elementals, that it works through through nature, insects. There's actually a part of the group of the elementals that work with insects. And it's a hard answer for me. It's a hard thing for me to say right now about the Gulf with the elementals. Yes, they would be people that, Richard, would you take this message?
I know it's
one of the elementals are calling in.
I know it's a broad topic, but I feel
no, it's not broad of things. Give Richard a moment and let him connect with the elementals because they wanted to say something about the spill and the call.
I'll be happy to be quiet.
Richard, did you hear me, dear?
Yes, I'm waiting for the two of you to
be quiet.
They're saying our focus is living plants. Our focus is the trees, the shrubs, the grasses, the plants in your garden. The oil spill is beyond our area of responsibility. And so it's not something which we perhaps can contribute greatly to. So there we go.
Let's ask the elementals this question, and maybe they can give us an answer. Since the oil spill is not part of their responsibility, do they have some concept as to whose responsibility that would fall under?
The issue has been, as Father God said in one of his messages, that there are those of the dark who have acted to prevent the work of those of the light to stop this spill from coming forth because they did not wish humanity to understand the powers that they possessed. And it is our understanding that the energies of this solstice will bring this interference to an end. And so the work that has already been done, you could say, by humanity will be able to be translated into results. The work that is being done by Gaia and by Yeshua should come forth once the energies of the solstice have settled. That is our understanding.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you to the elementals. Suzanne, did you understand what they meant by that? Suzanne, you're there?
She's gone overly quiet. She's left.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, good.
Good, good, good. Did you understand what the elemental said?
Yeah, I sure did, and I'm kind of... I'm happy in a way because I feel like I would like to cultivate a connection with them in my own garden. And so it's kind of nice to know that I don't have to worry about the burden of the oil spill. And I know that all is in divine order and that all,
Suzanne,
you know, all
let
is
me finish,
well.
Let me finish with the oil spill first, and then I'm going to pass you over to Richard so that you can connect with, that you can connect with the elementals. First of all, right after the oil spill, we worked publicly in trying to get it resolved, and there were many other groups also, spiritual groups that meditated together to stop the oil spill. And as Father God came forth, he said that there were negative beings that were interfering with the work of the masters and the spiritual hierarchy to be able to cooperate with humanity and stop the oil spill. And what the elemental is saying is that it is their understanding that with this solstice coming in and stopping the dark, that it should give us, humanity, the opportunity to work with the work already being done with the masters, with the spiritual hierarchy to stop the oil. Now, Richard, I'm going to ask you if you'd be kind enough to give Suzanne a little information about how you connect with the elementals.
Thank you.
Sure. There are probably a couple of levels of this, Suzanne. The first level is to just be aware that they exist and to call them forth and tell them what you would like to see happen in your garden. That's the first level. The second level is to be able to communicate with them, and anyone can do that. I mean, you can do just as readily what I have been doing here, and it's one of the things that we teach in the soul healing calls. We spend quite a bit of time teaching people how to connect with different forms of consciousness. And the elementals are a form of consciousness that we can connect with and we can communicate with them. So that's the second level, is learning how to communicate with other forms of consciousness, your physical body, your higher self, the elementals, your tomato plants, if you have some.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the masters on the other side of the veil, they're just different expressions of consciousness, and we can communicate with them. We've just forgotten that we can do this, and it's quite easy to learn how and to begin to open it up again.
Yeah, I think I must have a book. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say thank you, Richard, and I was going to tell you, Suzanne, that if you can't see the elementals and you can't hear the elementals, go in your garden, know that they're there, and speak to them. They will hear you. And they're going to be answering you intuitively, and at this point, you don't know how to pick up these intuitive messages.
Right.
And see, that comes in from the right side of the brain. And this is what Richard is talking about. It's helpful if somebody is taught how to work with the right side of the brain, because that's the side that intuition comes in. But if you don't know how to do that yet, just go to your garden, trust, sit down in a quiet place, and just speak to the elementals. Tell them that you appreciate their work. And like Richard said, tell them what you would like in your garden. For instance, maybe you have roses, maybe you have annuals, or maybe you have vegetables, and ask them to help. Well, if it's vegetables that you're interested in, what help, you know, for them to work with your vegetables, bringing forth healthier, larger vegetables. And if you ask them, what do I need? What should I be doing? How can I help? And you listen, you might hear their answer through the right side of the brain, through your intuition. Once you break through that, the growth becomes quite fast in communicating with them because it helps your belief system.
Yeah, I can see where that would absolutely be the way. You know, it's almost like there's a trepidation about it, like, oh my gosh, what if I actually hear something? So there's that. And yet, you know, of course, I know it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Now, let me give you an explanation, Suzanne. Have you ever had your telephone ring, and before you picked it up, you just knew who was on the other line?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you heard this friend's name. So-and-so is on the other line. Does that upset you to hear that?
No.
That's your intuition.
No, because I usually don't even believe it. Then when I hear him, I'm like, oh, yeah, I was just thinking about you. Or, you know, something like that.
Well, see what you said, you didn't believe it. When you say you didn't believe it, you're in the left side of the brain. And the two can't talk to one another. They don't understand each other. So you have to go what comes out of the right side of the brain immediately.
I see. And you guys teach that in the soul healing?
We do. Richard, tell Suzanne where that's located.
Yes, if you go to the MetatronMinutes.com website, you'll see a page there for soul healing. And it might be called Metatron Soul Healing, I'm not sure. And just click on that page and the details are there.
Okay. Do we have people who have experienced this giving their, you know, what their experiences were, or has that just come out through the mail, Richard?
There are some testimonials on that page. There's been a lot more out in emails, but there are certainly some there, and I'll be adding some more soon when I get a moment.
So, Suzanne, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to get this information, because there's so much beyond us as human beings that we have the right to understand and to know. We truly do. And it's beautiful when you start getting information from your body, from your higher self, from the elementals. It's exciting.
Oh, I can only imagine. And I think, like, after the solstice, it sounds like it might be even easier, because as you guys were speaking of earlier, if the space is increased, which would free up some of the density, it makes sense that we would be able to ascertain more subtle energies that are actually what's real, what's really going
right
on around us.
And all of the energy is vibration. We're picking up vibrations, and we're learning how to understand what that vibration means, whether it's a color, whether it's a sound, whether it's a word. All of these come out of basically a vibration, and it is just us learning how to tune into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a mother has, this is something you might identify with, you have a new baby, you bring a new baby in the home, and you can hear, there's all kinds of noises that you just tune yourself out to, but that little baby in the middle of the night have a little whimper, and you're asleep, and boy, you're up like a shot. You heard the child because you were tuned into it. I think you know what I mean, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do. Well, thank you so much. I don't want to take up any more time if anybody has any other calls. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Suzanne. Have you signed up for our emails?
Yes, yes. I get one very often from Richard.
There you go, Richard. You got a
your
fan
tech,
club here.
Fan, yes. Thank you so much.
He's a tech fan. Exactly. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, dear. And so, my friends, we are just about at the end of the hour. Richard, is there some little last second message that you'd like to give out to people?
Yes, I'd just like to look a little more at this issue of going into fear. We watch events happening in the world and, you know, people crossing over as a result of those events. And what we don't understand is that all of those individuals have chosen to be there on some level. They've chosen to cross over. And so as these events unfold, there will be people who cross over as a result of them. And it's important to just acknowledge that there are soul choices that have been made and they are being expressed through those experiences. There are many souls that have chosen for various reasons not to ascend, and so they all choose paths to leave the planet. And so it's important not to react to these things in the way that we so often do, to just walk our own paths. And that doesn't mean not to assist others, I'm not suggesting that, but to walk our own paths and trust that in doing so we will get where we need to go and we will be able to support others by doing so.
Well, my friends, I think we're just about out of time. And so until next Saturday at this time, this is Carolyn Evers and
Richard Presser.
We'll see you next week, my friends.
Bye for now.